Alright, good morning everybody. Today is Friday. Yay, it's Friday, April 15th, 2016. And this is Before the First Cup of Jewels here on UCY.TV. Happy Friday everybody. It is 55 degrees and sunny here in upstate New York. So where do we leave off yesterday? We titled the show, Regina Duggan brings DARPA to Google, now Facebook. We looked at Regina Duggan, who's one of what I call the unholy trinity between DARPA, Google, and Kurzweil, and how Regina Duggan has now moved over from her position at Google. She was in the ATAP division developing moonshots, doing mobiles and wearables and battlefield mobile stuff. Who knows actually what she was doing? And now is going over to Facebook to work on some of their new projects. And I got to tell you, there's been a flurry of news since yesterday about this. And what's absolutely amazing is that they think it's funny to put, you know, Facebook is taking over the world in the title. And some of these articles, like it's a joke, just like Google was taking over the world. But it's the people they put into place and the technologies they're working on. We read yesterday that Zuckerberg is really going to push now this 3D virtual reality. That's one of the things that Regina Duggan is supposed to work on, as well as this artificial intelligence. And those are two things that she's had a lot of experience with. I mentioned this yesterday, but I thought this was interesting. Just like when the brain implants first were ready for prime time after DARPA had been working on it and sprinkling all their venture funding capital at the universities that were working on making the stretchable electronics, they had to get that into the public eye. And so National Geographic did live brain surgery, implanting a chip to help some poor patient with Parkinson's disease. It was the same exact technology they were working with to help control PTSD and things in soldiers. Well, I see a story. This is from the 13th, so 2 days ago. Now we have everybody, Microsoft and Facebook included, launching their own version of 3D goggles. We have that VR porn hub released all the free VR porn. Well, now we have watch the world's first 360 degree VR surgery live on Thursday. So this must have been yesterday. Wonder how the surgery went. Hope the guy made it. You know, and this 360 degree VR, guess what? Was that not what we were just reading about with Zuckerberg? And some of the new technologies that they just rolled out at that Facebook 8 conference, or whatever it was called, that was going on this week. Let's see. It says you can watch it free. Mr. Shafi, so this is the story. VR operations. It's all about stitch them up, not shoot them up. So is this supposed to be normalizing with reality TV that VR goggles and brain surgery are normal, and this is like the way of the future? Because this is what they're really pushing. They want you to see it in action. How wonderful it is. Mr. Shaif Ahmed, consultant general, colorectal and laparoscopic surgery at Barts NHS Trust, was in the news for bringing his craft a good deal closer to the gaze of his medical students by donning his Google glasses. Oh, he removed tumors from the liver and the bowel of a 78-year-old British man, and he allowed 13,000 trainees and clinicians to witness a surgeon's eye view of the procedure as it happened. Now the streaming surgeon is going live again. So that first time was in 2014. This must just be the way, like, they decided to put it out there in front of everybody, and then you can't say you never saw it. The Royal London Hospital's operating theater, with the surgery at center stage, will be available for all to see live in virtual reality at lunchtime on Thursday, April 14th. So like I said, that was yesterday. On the day, anyone with compatible iOS or Android mobile or a tablet will be able to immerse themselves in the cut and thrust of 21st century surgery. I'm surprised they didn't have nanobots involved. The streaming content isn't exclusive to the app and will be available to view directly from the website of Medical Realities, the company that is driving this unique event. Yeah, and hear the name of that, Medical Realities. So reality TV for medicine. If the 360-degree demo footage is anything to go by, then it was going to be quite an eyeful. Audio and video will be captured using a Matty Vision system. Surprised that they didn't have an Oculus Rift logo on it. Zuckerberg missed a big advertising opportunity. Matty Vision is better known for delivering immersive entertainment from live concerts. And this is some of the stuff that I was telling you about. Keep your eyes open because this is all coming in 2016. Matty Vision is better known for delivering immersive entertainment from live concerts. And its clients include Guns N' Roses, Axemen, Slash, British rock group Muse, Samsung for its S7 launch. And indeed, the sort of content goes down a treat with Samsung Gear VR goggles. Now, Samsung, interesting that it's Samsung. Samsung Gear VR goggles. We talked about Samsung. They have a lot of connections to our military technical complex. Samsung has their own military division. We found out that they had been working with Regina Duggan on some of her mobile stuff back at DARPA. Interesting that they are rolling out these VR goggles. Samsung is also the one that has that big robotics factory in South Korea that's building all of the automation robots for Chinese factories to put Chinese workers out of jobs. So, yeah, it makes a lot of sense. And Samsung have been working on a lot of the smart appliances and some of the Internet of Things stuff with Eric Schmidt and Google as well. Anyway, for a live gig setup, Matavision typically operates three of its cameras, and then there might be a couple used during the surgery, but apparently only one will be viewable during the streaming. Medical Realities is a collaborative venture that was founded in London by Shafi Ahmed and AR-VR evangelist Steve Dan, and draws upon a mix of clinical, educational, and CGI authoring talent. What on earth is CGI authoring talent? The company hasn't always relied on Matavision cameras and has produced its own 360-degree surgical content, which was captured with a rig using GoPro cameras in the operating room. The main difference here being that stitching wasn't performed in real time. There are several examples of this work on Medical Realities YouTube channel, and you don't need the VROR app to view this content. While these videos capture the operating theater environment, there is a fair bit of burnout in the area where the surgery takes place, but you can still make out what's going on by turning the view, by turning to view the monitor. I don't want to hear details. I wanted to hear, like, and this just goes on and on. Blood and guts. The cut and thrust of online surgery. Like, what on earth? Who? I mean, I could see maybe for a medical student, you could attend some sort of rare operation or whatever that they were doing and see exactly what they are working on. But this is just beyond insane, and of course you know that what they're trying to do, and here I see it right here. My view is that if you want technology to be a part of healthcare, you make that change yourself. You control it, and you show it which way to go, and that's really what it is. We know that healthcare is one of the big pushes for this mad science gone mad technology we talk about every day. The medical industrial complex and this closing in of the top of the bag as they bag and tag every cell in our bodies, as they swab DNA, and they work on the genome, and they splice and dice and mix them in the lab to see what kind of chimeras they can come up with and what kind of organs they can grow or 3D print to then transplant using VR goggles and stream live over reality TV. It's just beyond insane, but it wants you to see the wonders, to buy in. You could be the next star. You could be the next reality healthcare TV star. We'll even give you your operation for half price if you go on live TV. I don't know. Having had separate meetings with Apple, Google, and Microsoft,